Father, we worship you this day. We exalt your name, for you are God. You are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O God. We honor you. We bless you. Thank you, righteous Father, for your mercy and for your grace upon us. We worship you, Lord. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are God forevermore. You are God. You are not a man. We bless you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, adoration will return unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We return all honor unto you. We return all glory to your name. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We bow before you. We say you are God and there is none like unto you. And there is none beside you. You are the King of all kings. We worship you. You are the Lord of every other lords. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the I am that I am, the Ancient of Days. We honor you. And Father, we are before you, O Lord. We ask that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 6th of September, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace upon your life. Thank him for the year 2026. We are on the 6th day of the month of September. It has been by the mercy of the Lord, not by works. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, as I set out today, I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today the grace of God is upon me. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord and I take prophetic stand over this day. I legislate blessing over my day in the name of Jesus. I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this day. You will not stand over me. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. Every running of proud waters, you are silenced in the name of Jesus. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. I go from glory to glory. I go from grace to grace in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord is upon me, is upon my household. I enjoy all the benefits that his mercy carries in the name of Jesus. As I set out today, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the favor of the Lord all around in the name of Jesus. Today, I enjoy favor in difficult places, in impossible situation. The mercy of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord defend me. The mercy of the Lord works for me in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the benefit of his mercy in the name of Jesus. Today, I enjoy the pleasure of the King. I enjoy the pleasure of my Lord Jesus. Today, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The heights of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The Lord crowned this day for me with blessing in the name of Jesus. Lines are falling onto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the constant and consistent flow of supply from the presence of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, I receive help from his presence. The Lord is timely and timeless concerning my help in the name of Jesus. I will not be put to shame. I will not be disgraced because I rely upon him. My face is looking up unto him and not unto man. Oh, the Lord God will arise for my help in the name of Jesus. I enjoy help in difficult situation. I enjoy help in scarcity in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me and bless me indeed. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every hands of darkness that is stretched over this day. I command you to wither. I walk in the light of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Today, I enjoy fresh activities of the angelic. In the name of Jesus. For he has said concerning me, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. He will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I am preserved and protected by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by his blood. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Sunday, and like we do every Sunday, we bless the name of the Lord. We thank Him for His mercy, for His hand of grace, for His hand of blessing upon us. For He has suspended the activities of darkness, the works of darkness He has cancelled over our life. So we are going to bless His name. We are going to worship Him for His love and His kindness towards us. So we are going to be reading this morning, singing this morning from the book of Psalm 103. We are going to take it from verse 1 to verse 22. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses and His acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sin, nor punish us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy towards those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His hosts, you ministers of His, who do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not His goodness. Oh, I wanted to bless the name of the Lord for His mercy upon your life. Exalt Him. The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. I wanted to give honor unto the name of the Lord. The mercy of God over our life, over my life, over your life is indescribable. It is by His mercy that we are not consumed by the wickedness and the cruelty of men. His mercy preserves us in difficult situations. His mercy preserves us in situations that we cannot help ourselves. The mercy of the Lord. His love for us is revealed unto us by His mercy that endures forever over our life. The scripture says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. That is verse 7 of Psalm 103. The Lord is merciful. It is by the mercy of the Lord that we are not consumed. His mercy towards me is mercy towards you. His mercy towards me is greater than any description. You cannot even fit it into a place of description. For the love of the Lord for me is the revelation of His mercy unto me. His love for me is revealed by the mercy that He has shown unto me. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for me. His love is revealed in His mercy that He has shown unto me. Despite the fact that I am a sinner, I am a nobody, He gave me His only begotten Son. John chapter 3 verse 16. As long as I hold unto the belief in His Son, I will not perish. His love is revealed. His love for me is revealed by the mercy that He has shown unto me. Hallelujah. Our God is merciful. Our God is kind. He is my God, my Lord, my God, my all, my provider, my helper, my savior, my defender, my fortress, my strong tower, my anchor, my father, my friend, my companion, my all in all. Begin to share testimony of the goodness of the Lord over your life. How he has provided for you. How he has healed you. How he has been defending you. How he has provided for you. How the Lord has secured your life. Even in times that you had given up on yourself. The Lord never, he never gave up on you. Oh, he's your fortress, your anchor, your strong tower, your shield, your defender, your provider, your surety, your guarantor is my all in all. He's my healer, my savior, my everything, my friend, my father, my companion. Give glory unto the name of the Lord. Imagine for a second, if the mercy of the Lord is not upon your life, where will you be today? The scripture says, who in time past we are no people, but now we are the people of God. In time past, we have not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy from the Lord that is revealed unto us through his eternal love for our lives. Give glory unto the name of the Lord. The scripture says, for he knows our frame. He knows our frame. He knows who I am. He said in his word that before we were formed in the womb of our mother, he already knows us. That is verse 14, the first part of verse 14 of Psalm 103. Now, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us. Verse 12, he has forgiven us. It is not like he set our sin in a place so that he can remember quickly at any time. No, once he has forgiven you, and that is all. That is in the past. He has forgiven you and he has set a new life before you. Listen to me, beloved. Are you looking at a life of peace? You are looking towards a life of peace, a life of joy that is beyond the material things of this world, a life of peace that is guaranteed beyond the protection of any man. It is found in Jesus. Embrace the life of Jesus. In him is the Zoe life. In him is the higher life. In him is the life of peace and the life of joy. You just have this joy even in the midst of chaos. That is why I love this song so much. The words of the song, he said, I still got joy in chaos. I said, I have peace that make no sense. He said, and I'm sure I am not going under. For the Lord my God is with me. He said, I put my trust in Jesus. He will never let me down. He has never failed before. So why will he fail me now? For he is my rock, he is my lover, my savior, my companion, my defender, my provider, my all in all. God is good. Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt your name for your mercy, for your grace upon us. We worship you. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We worship you. And Lord, we stretch forth our hands unto you this morning as we come before you to worship in our various places of worship. We ask that you renew our strength, that we'll find joy in your word. We'll find peace in your presence in the name of Jesus. I bless you as you go out today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.